Welcome to So You Want to Build a Brewery, a podcast about everything except the brewing from This Week in Craft Beer. So I'm delighted to welcome Premier Systems to the podcast. Premier Systems Brewman, which includes production, sales, and delivery management modules, is the UK and Ireland's number one brewery management software and is currently used by over 200 breweries and distilleries. Guys, please can you briefly introduce yourselves and your role in the business?
I'm Francesca. I am a senior UX designer at Premier Systems.
Thank you, Fran.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm the commercial director at the company, so I handle sales and marketing.
Sam, can you give us a brief overview of Brewman, please?
Yeah, of course. So Premier Systems itself has been around for around 20 years. We originally started off as a kind of custom software house. So different companies would come to us asking us to make software for them. Mm-hmm. And I believe the first company would have been Romsey Brewery, who asked us to make a system for them.
Okay.
And from there, it just kind of grew through referrals, breweries telling each other this great system around. And eventually Brewman has kind of become our core product, really.
Right.
So yeah, we're up to around 250 breweries and distilleries using it, mainly the UK, but a couple in other countries like South Africa have got a few as well.
Nice.
But generally, the idea is to make brewers, give them time to actually brew their beer. So we cover all their back office functions like calculating their duty for them or tracking their casks or which batch of hops they used 6 months ago and where that's gone now. So we really, handle all of that back office functionality for them.
Excellent. What level of maturity would you expect to find at a brewery before they're ready to engage with you?
Well, what we've really tried to do is trying to open it out to even the kind of the smallest microbreweries. Basically, once you start paying duty and selling beer externally and not just making it as a hobby, that's when we tend to get involved with breweries. We really want to get you in at an early stage so that those processes become part of your everyday routine and you get the benefits straight away. We've got lots of small breweries using the system, but we have breweries that we've had on board for 15 years that were once upon a time very small, but are now very big players in the industry, such as, Purity Brewing. And we've had Tiny Rebel for almost 10 years and nice. Those sorts of companies that once were little breweries that had us early on, really.
Fantastic. So just in your introduction there, Sam, you've mentioned some of the more successful UK craft breweries. And the fun thing about this sector is that people are mostly growing at a fantastic rate. So can you describe almost like a journey where you've engaged at an early stage with a brewery and you're starting to offer them more and more functions and features across a broader range of people within the business as that business grows?
Yeah, I guess the traditional thing that would happen is a small brewer comes to us and they're making a couple of sales. They want to know how much stock they have and they want to know how much duty they pay to HMRC without endless paperwork doing so.
Yeah.
But then, as they expand, they might want their brew team using the system, trace the materials they're using. They might be going for Seabrew FSQ or Salsa and get some vessel cleaning processes in there.
Right. Yeah.
They might have a team of drivers now and they want them all to have delivery apps where they scan the containers in and out and even maybe a team of sales reps. So they want that team to be out there, but having access to Brewman, making sales on the road, that sort of thing. And even investigating their own data, they might have a team of analysts looking at all the trends in the system and seeing what they should be doing next. But it really, as they grow their business and as more staff come into their business, we support functionality across a range of those staff functions so that the biggest breweries can kind of all be using the system and it kind of grows with them the idea.
So
right from the smallest brewery all the way to the largest independent brewers that we have in the UK, really.
And your customers are typically paying a license fee per user, I guess, are they, so that their investment scales as the business grows? Yeah,
the way it works is essentially it's concurrent. So even if they have somebody that kind of drops in 10 minutes of every day to do a quick stock adjustment, that's not really going to affect their billing. It's really it's a cap on how many people should be in it at this time. If they add five new sales reps, they don't need to buy five licenses. So it allows them to scale as their whole teams expand rather than just adding one more person at a time.
Very good.
Really encourage that growth with us. Yeah, I mean, I guess one of the things that Brewman offers is the fact that we have been building this for a long time with a lot of our customers, our brewers and distillers. So when they come to us and say, this is something we really need in the system, it will make our lives so much easier. Like, for example, we need to record ullages, put the drop on a delivery person's route so they can go and pick it up while they're out, then credit the customer back against the order they made a month ago.
Right.
And then having that spoiled beer claimed against our duty return. And all of that happens very seamlessly through the system. but that can be an absolute nightmare to deal with, through spreadsheets and paper. So it's those little things that maybe other traditional stock management systems wouldn't have that level of detail through working with brewers in the way we have, perhaps.
No, absolutely. And I understand that you've just recently gone through a major re-engineering of Brewman. So can we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're about to launch version 7, which is our latest version of Brewman, which is going to be a big change from what we have currently. We're moving into a web browser, which means that our customers will be able to access all of the data and functionality that they have in Brewman from any device wherever they are in the world, which means that a customer out on a sales call, for example, would be able to find out all of the information at the pub that they're at, all the discounts that they've been given, what products they usually buy, what they've never bought, when we can get something delivered to them, and how much stock we've got available. They'll be able to see that where they are at the pub and give the answers to questions instantly. So I think that's going to be really useful for customers. It's a big change, but it'll make everyone's lives a lot easier.
Yes, absolutely. For sure. And so that will obviously support mobile devices, Fran, as well?
Yeah, mobile devices. Wherever you have internet, you'll be able to access all of your information. Tablets, any sort of laptops, Mac. If you can get the internet, you can get Brewman, which will be useful.
Excellent.
It's been a long time in development at the moment, because we've taken the opportunity to go and sit with customers and look over their shoulder. I've been and nosed over many customers' shoulders. Don't mind me, I'm just a fly on the wall kind of thing, but get an insight into how they're using the system and where their gripes are. And so we've got some streamlined processes and some simplified interfaces as well, it's a big change for them. It's a big change for us, and we're really excited about it launching.
Fantastic. So what stage are you actually at? Do you have some beta customers already using the new platform, or are you just about to get to that stage?
We do. We've got about 5 or 6 customers up and running with it. One of our customers who's been using it the most would be Otterbeck Distillery.
Right.
So because we cater for breweries and distilleries. Yeah. So they've been trialing it for us and giving us invaluable feedback.
Excellent.
So they're very happy with it.
Very good. And so you're about to move into production in the coming weeks, I understand.
Yeah, we're just tying up the loose ends now and dotting the I's and crossing the T's of the interfaces, as it were.
Fantastic. And so how are you planning to launch that into the market? Obviously, we're in a strange world this year, aren't we, where you're not able to attend events and face-to-face demonstrations as you would have done previously. Have you got some webinars or some online events you're going to use to promote that?
I think we were very lucky because we've been in development, we've had this planned for quite a while. We've managed to get the word out there. We've got a lot of our own customers who are excited to move on it. But aside from that, we were able to showcase a lot of the key features at BeerX.
Right.
Back in, oh God, it seems.
First week in March, was it?
Yeah. Yes, 2 weeks before lockdown.
Yeah.
Yes. We managed to escape to just get ourselves in there. And we got a huge amount of interest.
Very good.
So we've got a long list of customers who are waiting for updates and that we're going to talk to.
I think once we've launched as well, there'll be a kind of a demo version available for anyone to go in and play around with our fake brewery.
Very nice.
The products are called Mucky Plucky IPA, but you can have a play around and bottle things and sell them to the Red Line in Tarvin and that sort of thing. So
okay, excellent.
That will kind of, we'll try and get that out on all the channels to make sure people can have a look at it and play around with it and see how it works, basically.
Nice. Yeah. And so as a business, Premier Systems provide training and consultancy, presumably, to support the implementation of the solution. Can you give us a sense of that side of the business, Sam?
It's something we've always done is we've always ensured there's full documentation available for everything that we do. So a feature we've always had on our old systems is if you right click on something, you just don't know what to do. You click a button and it takes you to a help page on the internet that says, this is exactly how I use this page.
Right.
And as well as having kind of customer support available all the time to talk to you, a dedicated support team. We also usually suggest training for kind of bigger breweries. So when they're getting 10 people in to all do very specific functions, that's when we usually do kind of a big training session, but usually with one or two people, they can just get going with the help of our support staff. But yeah, it's definitely kind of an implementation procedure when you're replacing major systems for 20 staff at a time. But definitely, generally, that's if people get started with us early, you just don't need that level of interaction. Basically, you can just get going.
But the beauty of transitioning to a web-based solution in the latest version obviously takes away that future upgrade pain, doesn't it? And allows you to deploy new functions and features on a regular basis, I guess. Did you have a sense of what the frequency of new release is going to be?
I guess we don't have a specific... We don't know exactly how quickly those will be, but essentially we'll be continuously in development. I mean, launch is only launching as far as it's now available, but we continuously develop all our products. And as more people come onto the new system, the more people will say, oh, it would be really great if you did this. And the more we hear that, the more we just think, right, that's got to go in as well. All of our products have always had a change log. So anyone who's using the system can see there was an update yesterday and this is what it involved. I can always see what we're putting into the system to show them that their subscription is going somewhere, basically. We integrate with Xero, QuickBooks, Sage, a couple of e-commerce providers like WooCommerce and Shopify. So the idea is that it's kind of one big ecosystem and the information flows between those things. And you only have to enter it once into Brewman, basically, and then the other systems will update automatically. Customers using those.
So you can manage the stock in your web shop directly out of Brewman, effectively?
Yeah, absolutely. So you have your products and your prices and your stock in Brewman, and that automatically updates your website. So if something goes out of stock, it takes it down. And if you get orders, the orders flow into Brewman, the invoices are generated, and they pass across to your accounting software. So it really just narrows down the things that you have to spend time at a computer tapping away doing, basically. And obviously, those integrations that we've chosen are the ones that are most popular with the most number of our customers. Sure.
The new version of Brewman sounds fantastic, but can you talk about innovations beyond this next version, Fran, in terms of where we're going to take the solution?
So the roadmap is, the more that we get into, the more things we check off our list of what we've included in Brewman, the more things get added. So for every one thing that I manage to design, the devs manage to build, then the likes of Sam come back from talking to a customer and add three or four more things to my list.
Yep.
I think Fran dreads the message from me saying, hi, Fran, I just chatted to a customer.
Got a great idea, Fran.
I say, no, I'm out. I'm out for the day. So we've got so many fabulous ideas of things that we can do and things that will help our customers. And we've got some really exciting things. We're thinking that in the future we're going to be using some really quite cutting edge production technology. Production is going to be a big thing next, actually, because we've got the basics now, so now we can go crazy and really hype it up. We've got a lot of functionality in terms of traceability around your brewery and knowing exactly what's going on with the beer that you're creating at the time. It's really, at the moment, seems like endless possibilities in terms of where we can go in future. We've got so much feedback from customers, and that's what we love, because we want to build things that people want to use. So we're very excited about, now that we've got this basic foundation in version 7, we can really start to do some really cool stuff and utilize some of the advances in the technology that's out there and integrate to more things and create a really flashy system, a system that people will be excited to use.
Because breweries are becoming increasingly more automated anyway, aren't they? So, I'm guessing that you'll be looking to be able to integrate into sensors and other automated functions and features within the brew kit itself. Is that?
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of thing we're thinking about. I always find it very interesting because we hear from breweries who are really excited to start using things like that, as you say, sensors and monitors and all sorts of things that can make their life easy. But we've also got a lot of customers who want to keep that creativity and artistry in what they do. We will definitely be utilizing some of those things, integrating with some of that equipment that is out there, and also whilst also treading the line of allowing to customers to have that flexibility and creativity, and remembering we're just there to support this. We're, if they want to do things by hand and measure their processes and do things that way, then we will also allow that as well, because we're not trying to take any of the creativity out of what they do.
I think that's a very valid point, yeah. Can we talk a little bit about how the pandemic challenges this year have affected your business?
I think certainly we are part of this industry, and it's been pretty tough, especially with the pubs closed. You know, a lot of breweries struggled. We, you know, obviously our software has for a few years now been cloud-based. So all those staff working from home were still able to access their systems and make changes to it. But if they weren't brewing, they weren't making beer. Some of the products we provide weren't necessarily that useful for a couple of months. So we don't tie people into long-term contracts. So they were able to pause subscriptions if they needed to, if their cash flow was struggling, and then just come back on when the pubs reopened, basically, which a few of our customers did.
That's very good.
The other thing we did is we launched a website called craftbeerdrop.com. So essentially we integrated with Brewman. So it was obviously for our own customers, but actually we let any independent brewers on there, where any customer could type in their postcode and see which local breweries would deliver to their door.
Fantastic.
So you could kind of find great local beer. And then the fees, the credit card fees go to Stripe or whoever, and we weren't taking anything from that. We just wanted to get more people buying brewery beer, because as well as being part of this industry, it's in our interest that people are buying local
beer. You want to help everybody
that's
thrive.
Our core customer.
Yeah, thrive and get through to the other side of this. Yeah, brilliant. That's really good.
Absolutely. But we're kind of entering a period of uncertainty again. So we're just hoping that the breweries all manage to keep going in a tough time and hopefully come out stronger on the other side.
Absolutely. Well, you're helping them be more effective and efficient anyway, which is making some significant contribution to that, I'm sure.
Let's hope so.
I understand Magic Rock has been one of your long-standing customers and obviously a really big success story in the UK craft brewing industry. And I believe they're sort of one of the real leaders of using your advanced analytics capabilities. Can you tell us a bit about that, Sam?
So Magic Rock, I think they came on board with us in around 2011. So they've been using Brewman for almost 10 years.
Yeah, and very early in their journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously have done fantastically well and quite a very large brewery now. I guess one of the things that they've really invested in with us is the advanced analytics capability you mentioned. So this is something we launched a couple of years ago, and it's its own whole reporting suite of looking into all the data that's created in Brewman. Obviously, it has all the data about your business and displaying to you that in the most user-friendly possible way in graphs, tables, whatever we think is the best way of delivering that data to the users. But essentially, they've heavily invested in that. They've got many of their salespeople using it, and it allows them not only to kind of create their own custom reports as a salesperson. So, which of my customers haven't ordered in 3 months and which one should I be getting back in contact with?
Nice.
What's the products they usually order, or which products haven't they been ordering even? But also which pack sizes have been doing really well lately? Have I got more sales through my online shop or offline? Obviously during coronavirus, that would have been particularly a big thing to look into.
Yeah.
But then also, you know, they can save those reports, they can subscribe to them. So they come into their inbox every Monday showing their kind of tailored dashboard that they've made for themselves. And also fundamentally the system can alert them. So one of the things I set up with them relatively early on was alert based on, actually I think I set up the alerts with Rebellion Beer, of what they wanted to know when a really good customer of theirs hadn't ordered in 28 days, for example. So you can based on the system's history, it knows who your best customers are. You can make a specific list, but then as soon as it hits the number of days since the last order, you as a salesperson get notified.
Fantastic. You know to pick the phone up to. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But it's data is obviously something that is probably a big part of everyone's lives, and certainly brewers are seeing the opportunities for growing their business that can give them. So that product particularly, as well as all their others, have been driven by companies like Magic Rock saying, you know, it'd be really great if we could have this sort of report. And that's the way that's kind of been expanding. And we're looking to continue building that functionality out to make sure that it gives them everything they need to know, basically.
Fantastic. And obviously the analytics module is an add-on to the standard Brewman platform. So
yeah, absolutely. I think it kind of, we use external software as well to help with that module, just so that we can focus on our core Brewman product, but also have fantastic suites of reports that we build on as well, just to make sure that our development is focused on this new version 7, whilst also offering an industry best standard of analytics as well.
Excellent.
Of course, the normal Brewman product has a full suite of reports and gets you kind of into the data. It's just that extra advanced level. We decided that some of those bigger customers with massive teams of sales reps really needed to drill in further. So we decided to offer it as an additional module on top of the system as well.
Fantastic. I imagine there's a number of consultancies in the UK market offering custom developed solutions that would be somewhat comparable to what you're offering at Premier Systems. Can you give me a sense of the market landscape and how you differentiate yourself from the competition?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there are different options available to brewers. Of course, we'd never pretend we're the only one. I guess it's quite easy for us to say that external companies that aren't focused on the brewing industry really don't have software prepared for the needs of the brewer, because they don't focus on cask tracking and malt tracking and traceability, ullages. Like, it's all of those things that we've built up with our customers over many years that I get several breweries that have talked to, these kind of generic, as they are, custom solutions, and just say that, you know, we found that this really speaks to our daily processes because that's how it was designed.
Right.
On top of that, there are obviously other in-industry providers as well. We've been in a fortunate position that we've been around for a long time. We've built up these relationships with lots of customers. And as such, we feel that our product has developed according to what brewers need in every stage of their life cycle. Mm. So we believe that what we're developing is the best in market. But of course, that would be up for debate with the other providers. I would never, of course, they would also say the same thing for them themselves.
But, you know, your customer base speaks for itself. The fact is you've got roughly 10% of the UK brewers already on your system, so that's a fantastic customer penetration already. Yeah.
And I think I myself joined the company a few years ago, and when I first arrived, I was just struck by this kind of testimonials page that my predecessor had kind of gathered together of all these breweries just saying how much they actually loved using the software and how they recommend it to new people entering the industry. I know companies like Sandbrooks, like Duncan Sandbrook, has always recommended us to loads of other breweries in the area.
Very good. Kind
of a testimony to the kind of the software that, and the relationship we've had with those partners for many years. And we find that again and again, that our customers are just willing to refer us to others.
I think the nature of the brewing community, isn't it, is it's very collaborative. Mm. People are always asking one another for advice about, you know, whether it's recipes or ingredients or presumably infrastructure and solutions such as yours. So I think,
absolutely.
You know,
your
reputation, I'm sure, travels and people are very happy to recommend you. So that's great.
It's a great perspective. From our perspective, it's just a fantastic being in an industry like that, where we go to BeerX and we'll see these brewers we work with all the time, and they'll introduce us to other guys and say, you know, we've really thought that this Brewman software has done a really great thing for us. And they're more than willing to share these things that make their business better and help them grow with their peers, rather than viewing them as competitors as other industries might. And we found that fantastic to working in that industry as a supplier, really.
Yeah.
Sam, I know you support more than just the beer industry at Premier Systems. Can you talk a little bit about how your service can be applied to distillers or cider makers or other alcohol producing companies?
Generally, we could do more things, but we generally focus on alcohol as there's a lot of kind of specific information that needs to be built in for that to work, such as duty, which obviously you touched on. But brewers are kind of our main customers, but we also have distilleries. We have a couple of cideries and even meaderies.
Right.
So really, it just depends on what you are producing, but it all works through the same systems, the duty calculations based on the alcohol you are making. But then we have specific functions for some of those customers. So for example, we added in aging cask procedures for distillers. So you can track where your aging casks are in a warehouse, test them over months, years, and then move it back into your tanks and kind of follow the production process that way. I know also that distillers need to always report how much alcohol they have on their premises all the time.
Yes.
So we put in a report specifically identifying that so they could show it to HMRC. So really it kind of depends on the different niche functions that an alcohol producer might need, but really the system kind of as it stands does cope with a lot of different types of production and sales and all of those sorts of functions.
So obviously you're operating in a growth market, Fran, and you've watched the business grow substantially over the last few years. Can you give me a sense of that, both sort of internally at Premier as well as from your customer base perspective?
Yes. So internally ourselves, we've grown from being three people back in 2018 to really investing in our people power. We've got a new support team. The newest member joined just a couple of weeks ago. We've got a development team that has gone from one guy to being, well, they're like five of us now. And we've got a new director of technology who used to, he's previously worked at Microsoft and Google, so he's got all of these. He's on the sort of the cutting edge of the technology front, and he's bringing all these this modern knowledge and the and skills to the team. And then we're supplementing that by employing, we've got a placement scheme, so we're getting more, again, fresh input from graduates from universities. So we've got a lot of modern growth and a lot of modern skills coming into the team.
Fantastic.
From a customer perspective, I think we're growing all the time. We've got we've always had sort of a great customer retention. I think Sam mentioned earlier that we our customers recommend us a lot. So with this industry being so together, we spread through word of mouth a lot, and so there's always someone popping up and saying, hi, I heard about you from this brewery and they tell me that you're great, so can you please show me your software? And also we can't not mention that we've now got customers, as Sam mentioned as well, abroad. We're going international, so our South African customers, who which is growth internationally is great. It also means that we're dealing with duty for other countries, and all sorts of challenges that are coming our way with that, but good challenges and exciting challenges that mean that we're gathering momentum to be able to grow, to expand internationally, which is hopefully what we'll continue to do.
Fantastic. So if one of our listeners is interested in having a conversation with Premier Systems or taking a look at the test platform that you mentioned earlier, Sam, how would they best establish that contact with you?
Well, if they wanted any more information, our website is premiersystems.com, and there's plenty of information about Brewman, as well as, you know, testimonials from some of our customers. So you can always see who our customers are and get in touch with them if you want to hear more about how we use on a daily basis, not from, you know, straight from our mouths.
Right.
But if you do want to get in contact with us, you can always fill out a form on the website or email us at sales@premiersystems.com. And we basically organize a product demonstration, you know, over a Google Meet call. And I can take you through the software, show you how it might work for your business and kind of take it from there, really. And as I mentioned before, we don't tie people in up front. So you can subscribe and cancel after a month if you don't think it's right for us. And we're lucky to be in that position because we know that our customers stick with us and find it incredibly useful once it's installed. So
it's very flexible.
We're happy for people to subscribe as flexibly as they want to, basically.
Fabulous. Very good. Then I think that's been a really interesting conversation, guys. Thank you very much for your time. Really interesting category, this, I think, and something that's of immense value to your customers, I'm quite sure. Been a pleasure talking
thanks
to you.
Thanks very much for having us, Rob.
No, not at all. Thanks so much for your time. That's been really interesting. There'll be a new episode of So You Want to Build a Brewery every Friday morning. Coming up in the next few weeks, we have interviews with some of the most innovative suppliers to the UK craft beer industry. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the podcast so you receive each episode automatically into your podcast feed every week. More information about all our podcasts can be found in our weekly email newsletter. In order to subscribe, please visit www.thisweekincraft.beer.